This is the We Bleed For Real podcast for Wednesday, September 7, 2005. Turn that shit off. So how about them Sooners, huh? Nothing like blowing that first game of the year to the great institution that is the Texas Christian University. And with that, they pretty much blown all chances and all talk, thankfully, of another run at a national championship. Thus, they've pretty much ruined every Oklahoman's mental state at this point. Hey, but it's better than having your heart broken now than getting your heart broken at the end of yet another BCS championship game, as they have for the past 2 years. But thankfully, I'm not a native Oklahoman, so we still got NFL and the Eagles going all the way. Yeah, this year, you think? You know they won't break your heart at the end of the season, right? Well, we have a jam-packed show for you here today. Sorry that we haven't done these audio podcasts for quite a long time. There was quite a problem having us published on the iTunes Music Store, but it was kind of hard to get a little excited about publishing anything when you don't have the publicity giant that the iTunes Music Store is. So I guess the big news is that, yes, the We Bleed For Real podcast is now published for all the world to see on the iTunes Music Store. If you go to your iTunes 4.9 and do a search for wrestling and various other interesting keywords, then the We Bleed For Real podcast will come up. And hopefully, if enough of you guys come up, then we'll hit that top 100 and take over the iTunes Music Store podcast directory. So I had to change the feed, the URL for the feed that I was doing for this podcast. Although the old feed is still working, if you're a current subscriber and want to switch to the new feed, I'll keep those old feeds up, but if you want to subscribe to the new feed directly through the iTunes Music Store, that URL is feeds.feedburner.com/longliveluger. That's feeds.feedburner.com/longliveluger, LONGLIVELUGER. That's in tribute to our good friend Marcus, who we used to call Luger all the time. So that one's for you, Marcus. I'll put a link to this on the website. Those of you who are new listeners and new subscribers, welcome. Our home of the We Bleed For Real wrestling radio and / video podcasts is http://. WeBleedForReal.blogspot.com. Again, that's WeBleedForReal.blogspot.com. That's the number 4, real. We had been counting down, or I shouldn't say counting down, but reliving some of our top audio clips from Wildwood Wrestling Federation New Jersey Hardcore pay-per-views, and we'll probably get to that in a little more full fashion in our next podcast, but due to time restrictions, I think we'll hold off on that for this week. But I thought I'd share at least one gem of an audio clip from Mario Party 99. That's where we were last time, I believe. And there was one audio clip at the end. We never seem to be able to end any of these pay-per-views in an orderly fashion. Although I think the NJC season finale that we taped had a pretty solid ending to it. Had a nice, good, feel-good ending. But all the other pay-per-views always seem to have some kind of, you know, disorganized mess. Because face it, we are amateurs doing this. Nonetheless, here's a clip at the end of Mario Party 99 where Greg the Dude had just beaten Mr. Ahero for the Wildwood Wrestling Federation Championship in probably the most hellacious match ever conceived, that being the backstop match, where he was able to get the Wildwood Wrestling Federation belt off of the top of the backstop and become the new Wildwood Wrestling Federation champion. And then all of a sudden, the members of the NJHC attacked Greg the Dude after the match, and also Mr. Ahero, which was quite interesting because both the NJHC guys were doing the camera work and commentary, so they had to have someone else running the camera, so they just gave it to good old Fat Whacker, and he pretty much takes off with commentary. And Grace Cornchip himself, good old Luger, also chimes in with some of his wonderful commentary. So here's Fat Whacker and Grace Cornchip at the end of Mario Party 99.
And the beatings!
The beatings just continue. These two have just been through.
He takes the bat! Oh!
Somebody stop, this isn't right.
The humanity!
This just isn't right. What a violent accident. These two individuals from the NJHC, they're white trash. They're white trash.
He got 6 feet in the air.
These two don't belong in a federation with men like Fat Whacker, men like Grace Cornchip who try to put dignity into the sport. A Jero trying to restore order. It's not his way to use these.
And the dude is still down.
Oh.
Ah, that's great stuff there. It's funny how, first of all, Luger calling him white trash, and how he puts himself and Fat Whack over. These men don't belong in the same federation as Fat Whacker and Grace Cornchip, men who put dignity into the sport. If Fat Whacker and Grace Cornchip put dignity in the sport, that's a pretty low standard of dignity, if you ask me. I think that clip falls into the category of it's so bad that it's good, so I wanted to share that with all of you old and new NJHC Wildwood Wrestling Federation fans. That wasn't the end of the clip. At the end of the pay-per-view, I had to sign off, so here's Fat Whacker and Grace Cornchip signing off for Mario Party 99. Another good and sloppy moment.
The Dark One did it.
Morristown, number one town, baby.
What a disgusting...
Boo!
Morristown. Morristown can go to hell. Well, I'm Grace Cornchip. Get to say it, I'm Fat.
And I'm Fat Whacker.
What an amazing pay-per-view. We'll see you next time in May, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching Mario Party...
99!
Well, you gotta give him at least an A for effort. I liked Grace Cornchip telling Fat Whacker, and you have to say I'm Fat Whacker. Kind of under his breath a little bit, but clearly heard by everyone. And of course Fat Whacker follows. Kind of reminds me of Ken Shamrock telling Ryan Shamrock on that one pay-per-view, slap me. You know what we haven't done in a while is take some listener voice emails and answer questions, and I know a lot of you found that segment to be very helpful, and I just so happen to have a voice email from a loyal NJHC Wildwood Wrestling Federation fan. And that segues to a nice bit of news, too, that being that we have a brand new email address here as well to the for the We Bleed For Real podcast. So in order for you fans to stay in touch with us, the We Bleed For Real podcasters, now, you can send your questions or comments to the following email address, and we will do our best to answer every single email that is sent to us. And that email address is webleedforreal@gmail.com. That's webleedforreal@gmail.com. We'll answer both traditional text email, if you just want to type out your question or comments, or we'll also answer audio questions if you send an attachment in preferably in an MP3 format, and try your best to keep it brief, anywhere between 15 seconds to 30 seconds long, just so I don't have a huge multi-megabyte file to download. Then you, lucky listener, might have your voice played over on the We Bleed For Real podcast, and I will answer your questions and respond to your comments appropriately. So our first email listener email that I have to share with you today comes from a Tyrone from Pensauken, New Jersey. Tyrone from Pensauken, New Jersey, and he actually sent an attachment to audio question, and I'd like to play that for you right now.
Hi, my name's Tyrone from Pensauken, New Jersey. I really like watching all your tapes and all, you know. But how come at the end of Mario Party 99, you had Greg the Dude, he was winning that belt. He climbed up that backstop, man, that was great. And he climbed up that backstop and he grabbed that title. But then on the next pay-per-view, he didn't even have the belt and he wasn't even the champ. Mr. Ajero had the title. What's up with that?
Well, Tyrone, that's a very complicated issue, and I thank you for calling in and asking that question. Yes, it is true that Greg the Dude did beat Mr. Ajero for the Wildwood Wrestling Federation Championship at Mario Party 99 in probably the most hellacious match, the backstop match. What you probably saw was the special edition Mario Party 99 tape that's floating around out there. That one edited out the part where the belt was actually hanging from the backstop and was actually stolen in the middle of the match by a group of mysterious Asian kids. And so technically maybe one of those Asian kids is the Wildwood Wrestling Federation champion. But nonetheless, the board of directors for the Wildwood Wrestling Federation felt that because of this incident and of the belt being stolen and that it was not the actual Wildwood Wrestling Federation belt, then Greg the Dude was, his victory over Mr. Ajero was declared null and void, and thus you saw Mr. Ajero on the following pay-per-view, which I believe was Cherry Hell 5, show up with an actual JCPenney belt for the Wildwood Wrestling Federation title, but that was soon relinquished as well into the Smoking Skull belt that Grace Cornchip had won from Bonebreaker later that night. I know it's quite complicated, and if you'd all like to check all this stuff out on video, feel free to let us know. Just email us your contact information at webleedforreal@gmail.com, and we do have special pricing for Wildwood Wrestling Federation and NJC pay-per-view videos, both on VHS and DVD formats. And we have a special discount for podcast listeners. Just email with the special code Luger. Luger is the special code. And we will get you that discount pricing on all your video needs. So what else is going on in the world of professional wrestling as far as like the WWE is concerned? They just had their SummerSlam pay-per-view. Of course, I did not bother paying money to see that one. If any of you had seen that and want to give in your reports, feel free to do so. Although I heard that Shawn Michaels was able to get a watchable match out of Hulk Hogan, so it's kind of sad these days. You don't have the same kind of matchups. There aren't any two wrestlers, I think, out there right now that I currently want to say, ooh, I got to see, you know, Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle. And we know that's not going to happen. But there really isn't any of those dream matchups that we have anymore. And they're even resorting on Raw. I saw on their website Shawn Michaels feuding with Chris the Masterpiece Masters. And that's kind of sinking to a new low for Shawn Michaels, I would have to say. On top of that, you also have SmackDown moving to Friday nights this Friday. And that's actually works better for my schedule because I'm teaching on Thursday nights and I was missing SmackDown the past couple weeks. So actually, I can kind of catch that if I feel up to it. I don't know if there's better things that I could be doing on a Friday night than watching SmackDown, but I'll see if I can catch it. It's probably better for me, but maybe not so great for some other people. And on top of that, they have some bad luck as far as like Hurricane Katrina wiping out. At least they're doing a fundraiser, and then they're not even going to have the full 2 hours of their new Friday night SmackDown. So poor WWE, they really can't catch a break at this time. One thing that I do pretty much have a guilty pleasure of are watching all these Road Warrior Animal and Heidenreich scrub matches that they throw on SmackDown. And you might be thinking, well, that's kind of an insult to your intelligence when they put them against Joe Schmo and Ham and Egger too. I don't know, it's kind of a throwback to the old Saturday morning wrestlings. And Lance Storm made a comment on his website that I thought was interesting, was the reason why the tag team division is so bad is because there aren't any scrum matches where the tag teams can display their cool finishing maneuvers. And, you know, back in the day with the Fabulous Rougeos, Power and Glory, you know, we thought Power and Glory were the greatest tag team ever just because they whipped out that Powerplex finishing move. And then we saw how that turned out for them. But at least they were a marketable team for a little while until the, ironically, the Legion of Doom had squashed them at some WrestleMania in like 5 seconds. Speaking of Power and Glory, if you look down on the blog, that being webleedforreal.blogspot.com, we are celebrating a sort of anniversary for SummerSlam. Even though I really don't care much about SummerSlam these days, if you look down at the picture that I posted on the blog, we have a little bit of SummerSlam history from, I believe that was SummerSlam 90, we have, ironically, Power and Glory, the Mighty Hercules and Paul Roma facing the Rockers, or at least Marty Jannetty, that night. And then if you look right under Paul Roma's armpit, who is that? That's the Spoon Man! And the Spoon Man, yes, that is the Spoon Man or Spoon Boy, whatever you want to call him, in all his glory at the ripe old age of 17 years old, watching SummerSlam. Good old Heat returns to the Philadelphia Spectrum. And those were the days when pay-per-views actually meant something, and they were quite memorable. But Spoon Man was there, and a couple other guys that probably aren't worth mentioning, but it's a lot of fun to visit memory lane with the Spoon Man at ringside. Those were the days when you could actually afford to sit at ringside. I usually end the We Bleed For Real podcast with a kind of a goofy song. What did I do? 1 week I did the Filipino National Anthem. I sang that at the end of the one of our initial podcasts. I also sang a nice duet with Jeff Jarrett with My Baby Tonight. But in honor of the victims of Hurricane Katrina, I wanted to do something a little more serious. You know, it's funny, I hear a lot of these podcasts and they're saying, oh, our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of Hurricane Katrina. And I don't question their validity in or sincerity in their sentiments, but it just seems kind of like a fashionable thing to do as far as saying, oh, our thoughts and prayers go out to them. I wanted to do something a little more, and I wanted to sing a song for victims in the Gulf Coast. This is a jazz song. The music is by Louis Alter, and the lyrics are by Eddie DeLange. I'm not particularly familiar with those particular artists. This comes, I think, from the 40s. But it's a jazz tune, and it is titled, appropriately enough, Do You Know What It Means to Miss Orleans?
The moon. are you? A Creole tune that fills the air. I dream about magnolias in June, and soon I'm wishing that I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
All right, so that one goes out to all of you in New Orleans and all the parts of the Gulf Coast that were affected by Hurricane Katrina. We'll get back into more upbeat, laid-back stuff to kind of get our minds off of that in our next podcast. And again, remember, you could catch us on the iTunes Music Store now. Just do a search for wrestling, and you should see the We Bleed For Real podcast and under the podcast directory. You could also subscribe to us directly through feeds.feedburner.com/longliveluger, L-U-G-E-R. And remember, you could always catch all the latest news on our website. That would be webleedforreal.blogspot.com. And send in your emails, your questions, your comments, whether it be regular text or audio, to webleedforreal@gmail.com. Until next time, this is your host with the most, Super Marajoke, saying, see you later.